Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, I'm Heather and welcome to Movie Madness. Today I want to talk about cinemas. Specifically, I want to talk about Cineworld and how Cineworld's basically is just declining compared to Odeon and recently The Light is coming to Broadway. I'm talking about the Cineworld in Bradford because I recently went there and I didn't have a good experience. Because before that, I went to Audion, and at Audion, they treat you very, they have, luxury chairs. Everything's been updated very recently. They have reclining chairs and everything. But Cineworld's just, I went there, and the chairs were all, horrible. And the screen was, it was out of focus. And the time before, I went before one time, and there was, you could see the curtain or something on the side, so the whole screen wasn't even showing. So it's just compared to everything that's come new, I think Cineworld really is in dire need of an update. Especially compared to Audion and stuff, because they've really stepped their game up recently. And I don't even know, I feel they should take a few months and just redo everything just so they can stay in the game. Because I've realised recently they've put the prices down for movies to £5 or something, and each movie is £5. You can watch as many movies as you want for £5, and I think that's their attempt of getting people to come back to watch in Cineworld. But I don't think it's working very well, because it's how are you gonna, if another cinema is giving a better experience, just because the tickets are going down, it'll help in the short term just because of their name and stuff, but just so they can stay in the game, I feel they really need to upgrade everything. Yeah, that's Cineworld anyway. Well, that was our first segment of Monday Madness, and I'd like to start off by playing Eden. He's a pretty new guy, and I wanna one of his favorite songs of mine is called Wake Up, and I just wanna play it. So here's Wake Up by Eden. And we're back. What do you think of that song? Eden's it's pretty unique. So now let's talk about some TV shows. Yeah, let's talk about YouTube Premium. YouTube's they've taken out their own version of Netflix basically, and it's a pretty good idea because everybody else is already on YouTube. So it's not they're gonna run away from YouTube and go to Netflix. They've already got their audience. It's just about, because YouTube's a free platform, and that's one of its biggest draws. Everything about YouTube's free, but YouTube Premium's a monthly payment you have to pay, just like Netflix. And they give all these TV shows and everything for free, but they've also given advantages and stuff that you have with YouTube Premium, because you can with YouTube Premium, if you pay monthly, not only do you get the TV shows, I think you get to listen to music in the background on your phones, and also you can download music, which is pretty good advantages, because people, that's one of the biggest things people do with YouTube. There's all these songs and videos on YouTube, but offline, if you have no internet, you can't do anything. But if you have YouTube Premium, you can download all these songs and stuff. So yeah, one of the shows last year, they had Cobra Kai, which is a spin-off of the original Karate Kid series, but it's basically, they're not ignoring the sequels, but it takes place 20 years after the original Karate Kid, and it's where Danny and the bully are all grown up and in their midlife, 40, 30 years old, and they're doing karate in 2018, I think it released, and it's really good. The characters are played by the original characters that were in the original Karate Kid, and it's just great. The writing and the story and everything just works out, especially right at the end, how they tease the next season. I really liked the Cobra Kai show because Karate Kid came out in the 70s, and it is a great movie, don't get me wrong, but because it's 2018, there's a new whole different audience now, so people who didn't really grow up with the 70s Karate Kid, I don't think they could relate, or they couldn't get in with the original Karate Kid just because it came out so long ago. And I think that's why one of the reasons they did a reboot in 2010 with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan, That I really liked that movie too, like, but I think it flopped at the box office because they didn't make any sequels after that. Nobody just talks about it anymore. Like, but that was also a great movie. I really liked the Karate Kid saga. So after I watched Cobra Kai on YouTube Premium, I wasn't really into it. Like, after that, there was like nothing else for me on YouTube Premium. But recently this year, they released Wayne, and I clicked on the trailer because I thought it was about Batman, because Bruce Wayne is Batman, if you didn't know already. Bruce Wayne. So I thought this was gonna be like Gotham, but YouTube Premium version. And because I saw Cobra Kai, that's my only reference that I had with Wayne. But so I clicked on it, and from the first title, it said from the writers of Deadpool. And from then, I was thinking this is gonna be great, because I've seen both Deadpool movies, and both of them are written like spectacularly. Like, the Deadpool movies could go wrong in so many ways if it wasn't for the writers. But because Deadpool, it just plays out so well. Like, Deadpool, the movies of like Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2 could have gone so wrong because of the current climate we're in. Because of all of the superhero movies that are dominating the box office, it's like, why would an audience member want to go and watch Deadpool? And if it wasn't for the writing, they would have basically been screwed. So yeah, let's talk about that. So let's talk about Wayne. Wayne is like, let's see. Wayne's all about a kid that's, his father, he lives with his dad. We don't know where his mom is. His dad's like got cancer. He meets this girl, and the whole plot of the story is his dad's about to die and he's left nothing for his son. But his dad has this car that the guy his mom ran away with has stolen that car, and he wants to get that car back. And the car, like, some awesome car. So like, that's the draw. Like, that's one of the draws. Like, if you're like a car guy and you see that car, it's like, whoa, it's a car movie, it's a car show. But it's not like about the car, it's about the characters. Because Wayne is like, he's just crazy. Like, he's like a kid, like 18 years old. But just how it's a very violent show, but just how real and gritty it is. The whole film's shot like in a cold type of temperature, except from some of the parts, which I want to talk about later on. But like, after he meets this girl's like the complete opposite of him, and she's a really great character because he'll do something really crazy, like just beat someone up or like tie him against a lamppost. But she will like be, she's the one who will tell him like, what the hell are you doing? Like, she's the audience character, I'd say. But she's not just there to like say all this stuff. She's got a whole backstory herself, and because it's a TV show and because it's got so many episodes, they have time to flesh everything out. And I've only seen half of the show yet, but it's really good. Like, the amount I've seen so far, it's like, it's brilliantly written, and every single word that anyone says is just awesome. So yeah, that's the YouTube show that I've been into. But after this song, I want to talk about You season 1. You is a new show that's been on Netflix, and it's a show that I watched from start to end from this season. I really liked it. So I want to talk about You after this song. So yeah, hi. We're back again after Dancing with a Stranger. So yeah, I want to talk about You because I just watched this whole series and it came out of nowhere. It came on Netflix like a few months ago, I think. And it follows the story of some, it's about this guy who's really like, he loves books and he also loves this girl, but this girl doesn't even know him yet. And it's about how he stalks her and how he gets into her life using social media. So I think this show is really just like, it's making a comment on like modern social media and how the world should be more careful whilst they use social media, maybe, because it just shows how he can basically get into her entire life, like find out where she lives, who she likes, where she goes, what she does, like where she basically has a schedule of her entire life just by going through her social media, like her Facebook and her Instagram. And it's really like, it should be an eye-opener for like a lot of people, because I know people know this, like that this is how social media is, but I don't think like they know it. Like, I don't think like the ramifications it could have about the stuff you put out there. I think that's what basically the show is trying to say. But It takes loads of crazy twists and turns. Like, talk about how the first episode, how it starts and how it's the camera and like the writing, like the camera and the writing go together so spectacularly. Like, the lighting of the show, like everything that's lit has basically a reason. So like when the girl comes, everything's a bit more warmer, but when he goes down to his basement and where he keeps all of his books and where he does all of his crazy stuff, like that's like downstairs in the library. Like, he'll go downstairs and he'll do some crazy stuff that you'll see in the show, but when he's downstairs in that scenario, it's not even warm anymore, and it's made to look like because you go downstairs the scenery changed, but it's really because of what he's doing. Everything goes cold. Everything's cold in that scene, and like just the temperature, like everything looks more blue than it does surrounding the show. And I know sounds a bit crazy what I'm saying, but it's like it's blue because of how like violent and how cold hearted everything is doing in that place. Like, it's just crazy. I don't even know how to explain it without spoiling stuff. But yeah, it's really hard to explain without spoiling stuff, so I might just spoil stuff. Don't know. So as the episodes go on, he gets more and more into this girl's life. Like, he gets into her life, he finds out about her friends, she starts to like him, he starts to like her. But yeah, so like, it's just like really crazy how everything goes together, and how everything basically, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Like, it's crazy what somebody can do. It's like he's like an ordinary person, and this shows like what an ordinary person is capable of if they really want something, like what they could actually do. And it's just crazy. Like, and every actor in the shows, like, they play their roles like really well, except like Beck's friend. Like, the I think her name's Peach. I don't like her, man. I don't like her at all. I don't like her acting. I mean, she plays like a typical person. Like, she plays like this really rich, pompous, like, or she's trying to control her. Like, people might like her. I think people already do like her, but I just didn't like her at all, man. And also, like, in the show, the main guy, his name's Joe Goldberg. He does stuff like, because obviously I'll say that he breaks and enters people's houses, and he does commit murder quite a few times. Like, he kills people violently, and it's like, sometimes you have to have like a suspension of disbelief, because you're just watching it and you're thinking, how has he gotten away with that? Like, why is he not arrested by now? Like, he's left so many marks, because I've come from shows like Dexter and Breaking Bad, and these shows are like, how it shows how they go through all these efforts just to hide stuff. And I think there's like one plot point and it just didn't even go anywhere. Like, they took like a lot of time to focus on like this jar, a certain jar in like the last few episodes, and they focus on it, they take the time to set it up, and there's like no punchline. Like, nothing even happens. Like, this guy, I'm just gonna say, like, he never gets caught, and it's like, it's frustrating. Like, you're just watching it, and it's like, it's a show that's come out in 2019, and he's just so careless, and there's no ramifications to it. It's like, what's even going on? Like, that aspect of the show I didn't like. But I did like the writing. I liked the chemistry between the two guys, between the girl and the guy. I liked the girl's other friends, apart from Peaches. Peaches has like a lot of screen time in the show, which frustrated me. I was like, why are we still focusing on her so much? Like, she's not even, the things that I pay attention to is like, and the thing Beck does for Peaches, it's like, it's not even logical. Like, if you knew, if she was a real person, she wouldn't do that. It's like, it's that kind of show. You're watching and you're like, you wouldn't do that in real life, and you would be arrested by now, so none of this would have happened. But you have to suspend all of that, and you have to just enjoy it. It's quite a good show in the sense, like, if you're just watching it, and you have to like turn your brain off basically, but just get entertained, because it's got something for guys. Like, for girls, if you're watching it, like, for girls, it's got like all like the romantic interests and stuff like that. It's got like really good writing. But there is the aspect to it where it's like really violent, and so like if you are watching it with the guy, like, both of you have something to watch, like, so you won't be like bored. But I don't know, something about it like stuck out to me, and I feel like I did read about the fact that it was on Showtime, and Showtime cancelled the show because of the ratings, but then Netflix picked it up Netflix picked it up and they put it out, and it's become such a big hit on Netflix. Like, I don't even get how that happens. Like, the show played out the entire season on Showtime, but as soon as it got onto Netflix, there's something about Netflix, I feel like, just the marketing and just the amount of people it got out to, and the time based on the time that something comes out could make a big difference. But the show is like, is a really good quality show, and I don't understand how it got cancelled. And now on Netflix, they've already booked a season 2, and there's already rumors about who's going to be the next girl and who's going to be the next, like, love interest and stuff like that. Like, they've already, like, started casting people for season 2, because I don't know what it is about Netflix. Like, they have, like, all of this faith in the show now. But, yeah. Something else that happened with Netflix recently was they cancelled all of the Marvel shows, and all of their Marvel shows were, like, that was the reason why I bought into Netflix in the first place, Jessica Jones. When Jessica Jones season 1 came out, I've had so many good memories from that show, because it was such a good show. Like, we'd talk about it when we come, after we watched the show, we would go to school the next day, and we'd just talk about, like, each episode every day, because it was so good. And we had to, like, the writing of that show had David Tennant was, like, it was, like, one of the best roles he's played in his entire career. He was so creepy and menacing. Like, it just showed him. Like, I've known David Tennant as Doctor Who. Like, this funny, like, witty character. Really caring and heartwarming. But his character in Jessica Jones was, like, whoa. Like, such a turning point from how he is usually. But, I don't know. Like, the season 2 came out. I'm not sure. I think there's a season 3, but I'm not sure about it. But they just cancelled Jessica Jones. But it started off with a cancellation of Daredevil, I think. And Daredevil was, like, Netflix's biggest hit from Marvel. Like, it was, like, the most popular one. I think Daredevil even came out before Jessica Jones, but I'm not even sure. But Daredevil cancelled, and everybody was in shock, like, what's going on? Even Charlie Cox, the guy who was Daredevil himself, was like, I don't understand, like, I didn't even have time to, like, separate myself from this character. I didn't take everything. I didn't give everything I had. Like, there's more that I could have done with this character. I'm sure he's even said that. There's so many petitions online to bring that show back, because Charlie Cox gave, like, the best representation of Daredevil on TV so far. There's been, like, the Ben Affleck movie, and that just makes Daredevil, like, look pathetic compared to how he is in Netflix. Like, Netflix made him so gritty and realistic. Like, his suit's, like, made out of, like, this different material. He looks basic. He's like Batman. Like, he's as good as Batman in the Netflix show. But I don't even know what was going on with that. So, Daredevil got cancelled, Jessica Jones got cancelled, and what else got cancelled? The Punisher and Luke Cage. Everything's gone. That's Marvel on Netflix. And I didn't even watch The Punisher and Luke Cage that much, but I did hear good things about both of them. I've seen the first episode of both of them, and they even look good. I just didn't get invested in them because they're not full-fledged superheroes like the rest, but I don't even know. I don't understand what's, like, going on with them, because they're such big hits. I have heard rumors about Disney and Marvel making their own version of Netflix, just like how DC's done it with their DC's online service. And I think Marvel's gonna do the same, because, and I feel like they'll reboot all of the shows onto Marvel. And I know, like, that's definitely probably going to happen, but that doesn't give them an excuse to, like, ruin something perfect. Like, that doesn't happen all the time, making shows that are this good. And Netflix did it, and I feel like it was just wrong for them to do that. But who knows, maybe Marvel might make better shows. Maybe they'll just recruit all the same people, hopefully. So yeah, what I'm looking forward to watching in Netflix that's already out on Netflix is Haunting of Hill House. Yeah, that's a show that I've been really interested in, because I've heard really good things about it, and I'm a big horror fan, but I've heard good things about this, and I just hope it won't let me down. So that's something I'm looking forward to. So yeah, so now we'll play one more song by Lewis Capaldi. Oh no, this song's by Sam Smith. So yeah, hope you enjoy it. I hope you like that song by Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Love. And that's it for this episode of Movie Madness. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you all have a good evening. I hope you guys have a good evening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And yeah, this was Header, Movie Madness.